Good morning.
It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us, live in studio, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Long time no see. Glad to have you here.
Yes.
And it's a flying visit because you've got a lot on your plate, and you're going to tell us about some of it.
Yes, we're in full swing of summer, of course, but I just wanted to talk about a day camp opportunity coming up for youth. You don't have to be in 4-H. It's going to be June 17th here at the Franklin County Fairgrounds at CB Hall in Ottawa, and it's from 9 to 11:30, and we are going to do fruit arrangement baskets.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm really excited. We did this a couple years ago with charcuterie boards and had a great turnout for that. Prior to actually making the baskets and putting it together, we're going to have a little bit of an educational piece as far as some food safety, food prep, talk about maybe just a little bit about food nutrition, and then to do some cutting skills. And so there will be a little educational piece before then we actually do, each kid will get to do an arrangement on their own and demonstrate and kind of talk through how to make that work and how to make that look pretty. So I'm really excited for the day. It'll be a really great morning. Again, you don't have to be a 4-H'er or don't have to be enrolled in the food project. Everybody is welcome. You can find the information on our Facebook page at Frontier Extension District, K-State Research and Extension. You can call the office 785-229-3520, or you can find it on our website, which is frontierextensiondistrict.ksu. So all the different ways to find it. I always say the quickest way is just to go Google, you know, Frontier Extension District, and it will pull up all that information. But for our 4-H'ers, it's in the newsletter. We're really excited. There is cap at 30 kids. So if you're interested, make sure you go ahead and get in there and get signed up, just because we will buy all the supplies. So there's just some, we're just at capacity at 30 kids there with that situation. So also that day in the afternoon, and unfortunately, you do have to be a 4-H'er to participate in this activity, we have our favorite food show. And that is where the kids get to design a table with a full arrangement, place setting. They also get to design a menu, and they design this whole table with the place setting and theme and think out the menu. And then they have a judge that comes in and talks to them one-on-one about the table, about the arrangement. So it's just kind of a fun little educational piece to kind of think through some of those things. And then if you're the winner of that, you get to go on to a district event at Emporia later in late June. So we are excited to offer those two opportunities for you guys. And again, if you have any more questions about how to get involved in those activities, don't hesitate to reach out. But we're excited to be offering those here June 17th from 9 to 11:30. The favorite food show is after that in the afternoon from noon to 1.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I remember when I was a kid, my friend Melinda and I, going back to the presentation and arrangements and stuff like that, how your food looks is kind of as important as how it tastes.
Yeah.
So we did a fancy dinner for our parents. And I specifically, I don't remember much about the meal, but I do remember the dessert. We made mice out of pear halves with the little almond ears and little raisins and everything like that.
It's like, that's so funny.
These are cute. I don't know if I want to eat it. Oh, what the heck.
That's so great. You'll hear Chelsea when you, if you come to the program, we eat with our eyes. So things that look pretty, we use all of our senses to eat, and seeing is definitely one of them. So if something looks pretty and enticing, we're definitely probably going to go for that.
And that's how we wound up being stuck with red delicious apples, which are red, but not delicious. All right. Well, I know you've got to get in the wind, but thank you so much for stopping by today. Always happy to get a chance to talk to you. And
always a pleasure.
I want to hear how this turns out. Let me know if anybody makes any pear mice.
Okay, I will.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.